This makes him feel suddenly creeped out. Maybe they have left him here. In fact, the more Ethan thinks about it, the more he is convinced that's exactly what his friends have done. They have run off and left him here to walk around the thick, dense woods all alone. They might be back home by now, both of them laughing in hysterics at his expense, feeling so clever with themselves at how they had mugged him off. Because they did that sometimes, all three of them, to be fair, him included. They played stupid pranks and tricks on each other. It was funny sometimes, too, the things they did to each other, how far they would go. Other times, not so much. Like now. Ethan shivers, telling himself he is just cold, that it isn't because he's freaked out. There is nothing to be scared of. Is there? He's had enough now. Christopher! Louis! Come on! This isn't funny anymore! I give up! Come out! Ethan shouts, deciding he is done with the game. He wants to go home. The light is fading fast now, and his stomach is starting to rumble loudly as he thinks of the plain cheese sandwich that he'd eaten at lunchtime at school today. Lunch seems like a distant memory. It is almost dinner time. Bangers and mash, his favourite. That's what his mum told him this morning would be waiting for him when he got home. About to turn and do just that, he hears a noise which makes him stop dead. The snap of a branch. He listens and hears it again, a faint murmur, almost inaudible, but he heard it. It is coming from just up ahead of him, from behind the huge log stack standing at least 8 feet high and almost just as wide. Of course, that's the perfect place to hide. Ethan smirks then. It is payback. His walk turns into a run as he jumps around the stack and shrieks loudly for maximum effect. Got you, you pair of shitheads! Only, he'd been mistaken. Terribly, terribly mistaken. The noise he'd heard hadn't come from Christopher or Louis at all. What the? Ethan falters, his words spilling out of him incoherently as his brain fights hard to catch up. Stunned for a second, unable to register what his eyes are seeing. A woman. The clothes that she is wearing are dirty and smeared with something dark and sticky-looking. The colour a deep red. Blood, he realises. She is covered in blood. She stares at him. Her eyes full of fear, pure terror beaming from them as she flinches at his sudden presence and she pushes herself up against the logs, her arms wrapped around her knees, in a bid to protect herself, as if she'd been expecting to see someone else. Her eyes search his then, as if she is assessing whether he might harm her. Ethan can't take his eyes off her. The sight of her both horrific and mesmerizing at the same time. He notes how the woman's skin is almost translucent, a sickly white tinged with shades of blue and purple in patches, mottled from the cold. Bruises? She is shaking. Her body trembles violently. He isn't sure if she is cold or if it is because she is scared. Scared of him? He has to reassure her that he won't hurt her, to tell her that he didn't mean to shriek and make her jump. Ethan is beaten to it. The young woman speaks first. The words shaking as they leave her mouth, laced with urgency and panic.
Help me, please, before he finds me.
Chapter 1. The cake is ruined. Thick clouds of black smoke billowing out from the oven door had alerted Tessa to that. Coughing and spluttering, Tessa grabs a tea towel and pulls her latest blackened creation out from the oven, trying not to burn herself in the process as she launches the roast.